Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today's date is May 23rd, 2024, and the time is 9 a.m. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Big Horse? Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present. Thank you. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton, could you please take care of that for us?
Yes. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I am Dr. Wakanda, Wakanda. Father, I ask you to be in the heart of minds as we come together under one people under your watch, Lord. Please be with our families and homes represented here. Please be with our families and our homes who are dealing with mourning and sickness. And please be with our men and women in uniform, wherever they may be. All these things I ask your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next on the agenda, approval of minutes. You will note that there are two sets of minutes attached to the meeting invite, one for April 16th and one for April 17th. Please take a moment to review.
Chair?
Yes.
Motion to approve the minutes of April 16th as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee.
Chair, motion to approve the minutes for April 17th as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda are payables. Ms. Davis sent out two payables today that we need to consider. Both of them are from Moss Adams. One of them is for services rendered in March, and the others for services rendered in April. Please take a moment to review. And also, good morning, Ms. Rosillas. I just realized you were on the Zoom, so thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Committee, you will note there has been quite a bit of activity over the past 2 months, March and April, regarding our risk assessment and credit card audit. So once we have approved or disapproved the invoices, Ms. Rosillas is going to give us an update on where we stand on OFPR.
Chair?
Yes, Congressman.
Motion to approve the invoice dated April 22nd, 2024 Tomas Adams in the amount of $24,325.
Second.
Motion in a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. The invoice number 2364 has been approved.
Chair, motion to approve to pay the invoice to Moss Adams dated May 16th, 2024, in the amount of $13,425.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee. I appreciate the approvals. Next on the agenda, number 6, OFPR update. As stated, Ms. Rosillas is here and is prepared to give us a quick update as to where we are. You have the floor, Ms. Rosillas.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me today. I have a short update, and it's a good one. So we were able to complete our analysis, initial analysis for the enterprise risk assessment, and we delivered that draft report to staff on the 17th last week. We have a meeting this afternoon to review the draft report. As far as we are aware, a lot of stakeholders have been able to review it, which is great, and that's exactly what we want. We want our facts to be correct. We want to make sure that the direction we're moving in is the right one for a tribal government. So once we have that draft review meeting for the organization-wide risk assessment, we'll fill in any information gaps. Based on our conversation, there are a couple of areas where additional information would help us out quite a bit. We plan to have the final report delivered to you all in June. And if that timeline changes at all, I will let you know. Once that report is complete, we'll also come back with a recommended list of projects for an internal and performance audit program. So the intention of OFPR is to have ongoing compliance, performance, and controls work happening. Now that we have the risk assessment close to complete, we've got some ideas for work that we would like to do. We'll come back to the committee with that proposed list as soon as that report is done. And then we'll all move forward on a work program for the rest of this year.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zillis. Committee, what questions do you have at this point?
Chair, I don't have any questions. I'm just looking forward to the report because I know it's been a while coming. So thank you for your diligence.
Yes, thank you for your diligence. I know it wasn't an easy road at times, but we're so happy that we're making progress at this point. Any other comments or questions, committee? Okay, very good. Colleen, thank you so much. And we'll look for that report in June. And again,
thank you,
we appreciate all your work.
Take care.
Okay, you as well. Next on the agenda is adjournment.
There's motion to adjourn.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Committee, I thank you for your time and have a good day.